Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Ground Zero Tolerance. There are hundreds of mosques in New York. There are thousands in America. But proposals to build just one more have sparked a massive debate in the United States. This has drawn in President Obama. It may even affect the upcoming midterm elections. The backstory. Muslim cleric Faisal Abdul Rauf wants to build a 13-story mosque and community centre just two blocks from Ground Zero. Not on Ground Zero, though, as is often reported. The foundations of the mosque will be built on the foundations of the US Constitution and the clarity of the Founding Fathers, who legally guaranteed in the United States of America freedom of worship. Well, President Obama alluded to this last Friday. It was the third day of Ramadan, and he said, quote, "As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the same right to practice their religion as anyone else in this country. That includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan in accordance with local laws and ordinances." Unquote. Well, much of America disagrees with that, some quite strongly. Majority opinion in the United States says that the mosque will be an affront to the memory of those who died on 9/11 and a deliberately provocative and insensitive move by a cleric who did say, after the terrorist attacks, that US policies were an accessory to them and who declines to describe Hamas as a terrorist group. Rauf has responded that, well, no, I'm a moderate. He also says the mosque is going to be a symbol of peace and part of the healing process post 9/11. Most of those who oppose the mosque accept that legally it can be built. They're arguing against it on the grounds that it is, as Republican Peter King said, needlessly offending so many people. Well, I think both sides have solid points. The legal right is clear, and people's right to be offended is clear. But surely legal rights are more important to uphold than extending the right to be offended to the right to ban things because they offend you. Another Republican right-winger attacked the proposed mosque from a different angle. Newt Gingrich argued it should not go ahead until a church can be built in Mecca. I understand this point, but disagree. The Saudi clerics refuse to allow non-Muslims to even enter the city of Mecca because it houses the Kaaba. Well, I find this offensive. Just last week I was offended when I was refused permission to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. I'd just come from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Western Wall, where, despite being neither a Christian nor a Jew, I was welcome to visit. But not being a Muslim meant I was unfit to see the interior of the Al-Aqsa. I believe this is wrong and offensive. But because some authorities of some holy places in some countries have bigoted views, that does not mean that America should follow suit and repeat the bigotry. This is what Gingrich fails to understand. You could argue that this whole debate should have been avoided by building further away from Ground Zero. But the debate needs to be had. And anyway, who is to rule how far away is acceptable? Should it be 4 blocks? 5 blocks? 5 miles? And if so, why? What's wrong with a mosque, anyway? Mosques didn't attack New York. Islam didn't attack New York. Fundamentalist extremists attacked New York. And hopefully the mosque will have nothing to do with that strain of Islam. When it's built, its foundations will strengthen the argument that the so-called war on Islam is utter nonsense, and that the societies which embrace freedom of religion, worship and speech are better than those which oppose them. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.